Valley Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Hey, listen closely now, you friends of Captain Midnight, and see if you can tell what's wrong with this picture. The Eskimos put on their tennis shoes and went hunting. Sure, you guessed it. Eskimos would freeze in tennis shoes, wouldn't they? But don't laugh too soon. The oil in your family car may be just like tennis shoes on an Eskimo. Some motorists think they can get good winter driving results from the same oil that was made to be used in summer weather. You see, all oil's thin inference is how much they thicken when cold. When oil gets too thin, fast. When oil gets too thick, it makes your liable to cause damage to your motor. Now, that's why so many flow motor oil at their Skelly service changes less when the temperature changes than any other oil on the market. It thins out less when it's heated, and it thickens less when it's cool. All-around oil for you longer, even under quick temperature changes, your motor. And that all adds up to money in Dad's pocket. And here's an important thing to remember when you tell Dad. With all Uniflow motor oil, with all its fine advantages, doesn't cost one bit more than other premium-grade oil. With the next time you're out riding, tell them about Uniflow, sold in cans at all Skelly service stations. They, Dad and Mother, will be glad to know you're so interested in the family car. Tell them about Skelly Tagoline winter oil, too. A free-flowing, long-lasting oil, and now to Captain Midnight. As Chuck Ramsey made a dangerous landing in front of the old Aztec temple, he was surprised to meet Patsy Donovan, Pebbles, Pinky Drake, and Flim Poole. And his friends succeeded in carrying Dolores, who had fainted in the plane, inside the doorway of the temple, just in time to escape the bullets from the Black the Blackguardo, Ivan Sheen flown by pilot. But in the meantime, across the ridge, another black plane is flying. In it are Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda. Let's listen as Captain Midnight says.
There, senor. There's the dried lake bed.
I thank the kind Dios, mi capitan. Now we are safe.
Yes, senor. I don't believe there's any danger of pursuit now. All I want to see is the plane flown by Chuck.
Say, senor, they reached. The plane flown by Chuck must be on the ground.
I'm hoping Chuck didn't have any trouble in landing. Don't forget about that soft spot in the dried lake bed.
That I remember only too well, mi capitan.
But I think Chuck knows how to get across it, all right.
But, senor, what do you do now?
You'll see Dolores in just a couple of minutes.
What, mi capitan? What is that?
I don't see any plane. Chuck would have had enough sense to taxi it up under the trees, but... Well, we're low enough now to see enough.
We do not see the airplane.
Exactly. Why, it isn't in sight anywhere.
But, mi capitan...
Shoreline. I don't think all along was from this altitude.
Oh, senor, this is terrible. I have found my Dolores only to lose
her. I'll take it about it until we know more. If he had, he would be out in the lake bed waving at us.
No, senor, he is not here. This is not good.
Not there,
mi capitan...
Had looked the country over. Chuck might have had a forced landing.
Mi capitan, quickly.
What is it, senor?
Look to the north, across the ridge.
Yes, senor, I'm looking.
I see something move, senor.
Where? Where was it?
In that direction. No, mi capitan, what? A little more to the left.
Yes, you're right, senor, now I see it. An airplane. And we're going to find out who's flying it.
It must be Chuck, mi capitan, and my Dolores.
Don't forget there are other black planes in the sky. This plane very likely is flown by one of Shark's pilots. Is there ammunition left for that machine gun?
See me, Capitan. I have many rounds left.
This is bad, senor. We're not gaining on that plane. He must be flying in the same direction we are.
This is bad, senor. In that direction is the hacienda, where the Ivan Chuck has the many airplanes.
Yes, you're right. It doesn't seem possible that Chuck would be flying in that direction.
No, senor. Chuck would not fly from the frying pan into the fire.
Well, I don't think there's much chance of catching that plane. I'm headed for him now. I hope I won't lose him. Meanwhile, you keep your eyes on the ground.
Si, mi capitan. That I will do.
Oh, that's where that waterfall is.
Si, senor. There lies the Aztec temple.
Remember, well, if I can't catch this plane, we'll fly down and look over the temple.
Perhaps... Si, capitan. What? You must look below. I think I see an airplane.
Wait a minute. You said there was nothing but jungle below.
Si, there is only the jungle in the temple and the big pool into which the water falls.
Well, where do you see the airplane?
Do you see the temple, mi capitan?
No, wait, not yet. I'll bank the ship a little.
Now, do you see?
You bet I see what... Why, it doesn't seem possible.
You see the open square in front of the temple, right on the edge of the pool, below the water
tank? Yes, and you're right. There is a plane down there. But how in the world could it get where it is?
It is on the edge of the pool, senor.
Wait a minute. Listen, senor, I see the whole thing now. someone has had to make a forced landing. That's the only open place below. The pilot came in from the only direction he could, headed right toward the waterfall. All right, now hold tight now. We're going down to investigate.
Look, me, Capitan. There is a person down there. He's running.
Yes, I see him. He's coming up that slope at the other end of the square. Looks like he's been down near the water.
But who could he be, senor? I do not like it. The natives, they never go near this place.
Well, we'll find out in just a few seconds now.
Now I can see the plane very well. It is the black plane, just like the one we fly.
Yes. It's one of Shark's planes, I'm sure.
You think, senor, this one was flown by Chuck Ramsey?
Oh, no, senor. Chuck is too late for that.
We are getting close, senor. I can see the boy who is running. The capitan, he's Pablo.
Pablo? Well, but how could he... Well, you're right, senor. It is Pablo.
He runs from us. He's afraid of us.
Yes, he thinks we're two Shark's pilots. Oh, look out now, senor. I can't go any lower. I'm going to circle that square. 50 feet up. He should be able to see us.
See, senor. He knows we are the friends. He comes out.
Look, senor. There are others with him.
See, there are many more. The capitan, there's Chuck Ramsey, and there's the senorita Patsy.
Well, can you try that? Look, there's Patsy and Chuck, and there come Pinky, Drake, and Slim Poole. How many more are down there?
But they do not see me, Dolores.
Wait a minute. Look at Chuck, senor. Look. He's waving his hand. He's giving me a signal. We both know well. Everything's all right.
These Pinky and Slim, they go back inside.
No, I can see the whole thing now. Chuck's motor must have quit, and he had to make a forced landing. But how he ever made that landing is beyond me.
Look, me, Capitan.
What?
These Pinky and Slim, they come out with Dolores. She waves their hand to us.
Sure, senor. She's all right. Must be a little weak after an experience like that.
What shall we do, me, Capitan? We cannot make the landing here.
You bet we can't. We might get away with it, but the chances against it are too great. Now, look. Write a note, senor. Tell Pablo we will land on the lake bed, and they are to meet us there. Do you have some paper there?
Si, senor. I have the paper in the pants.
Oh, good.
I'm beginning to write already.
Okay, hurry. I'm still not forgetting about that other plane we saw in the air.
Si, senor. I am hurrying.
Hurry.
Hear me, Capitan. Here is the note.
Good. I've got a small wrench in my pocket here. Here's a piece of string. Now then, I'll just tie that around this. There. Oh, we're all set.
Can you drop the knot in the square?
Yes, you bet I can. Now watch this.
So, you put the plane up on the end.
Yes, and here goes the knot.
Mi Capitan, that is excellent. It falls in the middle of the square.
And now, senor, we're getting out of here.
At the same moment, down the valley in the library at the Pareda Hacienda, a different scene is taking place. Ivan Shark, in a very angry mood indeed, is sitting at his desk studying some papers. Suddenly, there comes a sound.
At last, Bang has returned. Is that you, Bang?
Yes, Master.
What have you found out?
I beg pardon, Master. Fury waiting to see you.
What does she want? Close the door, Fang.
Yes, Master.
Well, what do you have to report?
I have found out nothing about Zollinger, Master.
You will get him, Fang, and bring him here.
Yes, Master.
Has Gardo returned yet?
No, Master.
As soon as he does, send him in. And now go get Zollinger.
What about Miss Fury, Master?
Tell her to come in. I've got some things to say to her anyway.
Yes, Master. You will come in, Miss Fury.
Very good, sir.
And what do you wish to see me about, Fury? I am very busy.
I have come to ask you, Father, why we do not finish our business here and leave.
And only a few days ago, you wished to remain here permanently.
No, Father, only for a refuge. But I have changed my mind. Let us go back to the big cities of the world, where there is more life.
You may go any time you please, Fury. And the quicker you go, the better I shall like it.
What do you mean by that, Father?
You have been no help to me at all, Fury. All you do is lie around and sleep in the Mexican sun. You become utterly lazy, inefficient, insubordinate.
That is not true. I have done what you asked me to do.
Indeed. And what of Dolores Pareda? It was your duty to watch her well, not to let her get away. We put her in the underground chamber, but you would not go down there. The air was not good enough for you.
Why should I go down into that foul place? It was not my fault she got away. Don't you criticize me. You and Gardo and Fang. You were all tricked by Captain Midnight.
That is a lie. Sometimes you make me regret that I ever had a daughter. Get out before I throw you.
No, no, Father. You will not throw me out. You have others who do not serve you well.
You mean Zollinger?
Yes. I have heard all about that. Zollinger was on guard in this room. when Captain Midnight and his friends got away. You see, I am not so sleepy after all.
I am having Zollinger brought in, Fury. In a few moments, he will be here. You are good at looking behind the faces of men. I will question him and you will watch. If he has betrayed me, I will give you the signal and you may have the honor of shooting him with your pistol.
That will be a pleasure, Father.
Now then, you will sit on my right when he... it is bang now. Zollinger will be with him. Are you ready?
Yes, Father. And I will know whether he has betrayed you.
Very good. I will signal Fang to bring him in. Then we shall see.
Well, the pilot Zollinger, whom we know has befriended Captain Midnight, is confronted by a terrible danger. Will Ivan Shark be able to break him down? What kind of a game is Zollinger playing anyway? Strange things are about to happen. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, attention, Flight Patrol members. Remember what you learned about driving a few minutes ago? You learned something about the kind of oil to use in your family car. And that's something every young Flight Patrol member should know, just like it's important for airplane pilots. You see, in winter, it's important to have a motor oil that flows freely when it's cold. But it should also keep its oily body when the motor gets warmed up. And that's why it's so smart to use Skelly Tagoline or Uniflow motor oil. Because these two popular winter weight motor oils flow freely at chilliest temperatures. They don't get gluey thick when cold or turn watery thin when hot. So ask your Skelly man about Skelly Tagoline and Uniflow motor oils tonight. They're sold only at Skelly service station. But say, tomorrow I'll have some thrilling news about Christmas for all those who live beyond the gas main, those who do not have city gas service. So don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Is the mute pilot Zollinger a friend or foe of Captain Midnight? Can the famous aviator and his friends escape from the Aztec temple out of the clutches of Ivan Shark? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and...
Happy landing!